white men? Was it to sell to the surrounding nations? Or was it to give as gifts to kings? Why did God tell Joshua to make sharp knives? You'll find the answer in Joshua 5 and 2. When you do, you know what to do. Call me. I've got Pleasant Green Baptist Church coming up, plus much more music. I hope that you'll stick and stay right here on the Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show.
The Unstoppable Wade, Unstoppable Wade.
Greetings, and we welcome you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You're tuned in to the Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with our anointed pastor, Reverend Michael H. Grimes. Join in as he preach and teach the Word of God. This message is already in progress.
Has so localized and centralized the presence of God that he feels he has to get to church to be in the presence of the Almighty. I understand that you can watch television, the TV evangelists. I understand you can pray in your living room, in your bedroom, in your bathroom, or wherever, but it's nothing like being in church in the presence.
Yes, sir.
Of God. Yes, yes. He has made God a parochial God, a God who exists only within these four consecrated walls, a God who confines himself inside some local building. But somebody in this house has been walking with God a long time and long enough to know that it really doesn't matter whether you can get here or not.
Yeah.
If your relationship with God is pure and true, you can worship God really anywhere. Yeah, I had COVID, and I wanted to go to church. I couldn't go to church, but I tell you what, I had church in my living room, all by myself, nobody but me, myself, and I, and the Lord. Is there anybody in here who understands that worship of God is not about a place, it's not about a person, or where, or who, it's not about geography, it's about being in intimacy with him. I can't speak for you, but when I worship God, it doesn't matter where I am, I worship God with a full house or in the midst of empty pews, because worship is not about where you are, but who you are in communion with. John chapter 4 says, they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And so, if I desire to do so, I can worship God in my home, or in my car, on my way to church. And listen, if you can't worship by yourself, I hate to tell you this, but if you can't worship by yourself, you will never become a true worshiper. Because there's just something about you and God having a Holy Ghost hookup. If God never does anything else for you, other than provide your salvation, you still ought to have a lifestyle of worship. If everything goes crazy in your life when you leave this house tonight, even if things don't go your way, you should still know who God is and what God is capable of doing in your life. I believe the three Hebrew boys made that plain for us. They told the king, even if our God does not deliver us, we know that we serve a God who's able to deliver us. And if he does not deliver us, we still will not bow to nobody else.
Go ahead, sir.
Did you not know that our souls cannot find rest until we find rest in him? There's somebody in this house tonight who's been struggling. You have tried a lot of things. You have tried a lot of people, but somewhere down the line, you realize that can't nobody do you like the Lord. You have been to a lot of places. You've had to endure many heartaches and pains, but only Jesus could fulfill your needs. May I ask you, is there anybody in this house tonight who has a love affair going on with the Lord? Oh, you can't help but love and worship him because he's been so good to you. Huh? You wake up in the morning thinking about the goodness of the Lord. You go to bed at night thinking about his greatness. And so you stop whatever you're doing in the middle of the day and take a praise break because you realize how great our God is. Summer says, I have a longing to get back to God.
Yeah, yeah.
My soul thirsts for the living God. Where can I go and meet God? I want to tell the psalmist, you ain't really got to go nowhere. No. I can stay wherever I am and hook up with God.
Yeah, yeah.
I can be at the most devastating place in my life, and I know I can meet up with God because he promised never to forsake me nor leave me alone.
Yeah.
The psalmist is also having a frustrating time in his life because his enemies, they began to taunt him.
Yes,
can I tell you, there's always somebody around us to make excuses as to why you are not doing certain things.
Yeah.
I hear them saying to him, man, why in the world you can't get to church? Why can't you worship your God the way you used to? You're in a devastating place in your life and your God is absent.
Yeah.
It's right there in verse number 3.
Yeah.
The people want to know, what happened?
Uh-huh.
Where is your God now?
Uh-huh.
Now that you have gone through some things, been through the storm and the rain, where is the man that you worship day and night? Have you ever been to that point in your life?
Yeah.
Whereby you had given God your best.
Yeah.
Your best in praise, your best in worship, your best in tithe and offering, your best in yielding to his will, and yet when trouble entered your life,
yeah,
when sickness placed your life on hold, and when unexpected problems came into your life, one right after the other, and you called on God, and it seemed as if God was not listening, or that the heavenly hotline seemed to have been placed on hold. Have you ever been there?
Yes, sir.
When you really wanted and needed God to show up? And like Mary and Martha, you questioned the whereabouts of God and pointed your finger in God's face and said to him, if only God had been here.
God.
God had shown up in my situation, then it would have been different.
Yeah.
Oh, somebody in this house knows that it makes a difference.
Yeah.
Whenever the Lord shows up.
Yeah.
Psalmist here is in a deep-seated depression. He doesn't know how he's going to handle what he's having to deal with. He's been teased by his peers. Tell me, how would you feel?
Go ahead.
You've been tithing. God said he would open up his windows in heaven and pour you out a blessing. But you still don't have enough money to pay your bills. Your children are strung out and hung up on drugs, and you're suffering with an incurable disease, and because of what's going on in your life, you can't worship God. And if you were to go to church, folk would look at you funny. As if to say, what's she doing here with all of that going on in her life? But I want to quickly tell you, tonight that's when you ought to be in church. Among your Christian friends. Every now and then situations will appear in your life like that. Watch what happens in verse number 4. I'm hip because of what he says in verse number 4. He says, these things I remember as I pour out my soul. He vents, he complains, he's frustrated, but he says, these things I remember as I pour out my soul. He says, I remember how I used to follow the multitude, leading the procession to the house of God with shouts of joy.
Yeah.
He said, that was then, but situations are bad now.
Yeah.
I'm dealing with some unpleasant circumstances, but in spite of my depression, in spite of this mood that I'm in, I have a personal reflection that allows me to remember how things Bacon used to be.
Yes, sir.
Dr. Seems like I can hear the psalmist saying, it may not be right for me now, but I can remember when God handled my last situation. Things may not be as well as I desire them to be on today, but I can remember a time when I used to go to church. He says, I may not get there now, but I used to lead the folk to the house of God.
Yeah,
he said, I remember the joy that I had then. I remember the shouts of praise and thanksgiving. And even though I can't get there now, I'm going to let my mind take a retrospective view back and reflect on what God has already done. And so, my brothers and sisters, you're going to have to do that sometimes. Even every now and then, you need to pull up the blind. Look into your past and give God some gratitude for what he's already done. Because there will be times in your life when you won't be able to find anybody else to talk with you or to say a kind word to you. And so if you can just let your mind take a retrospective view back to the last time God made a way for you and opened up some doors for you to walk through. The last time God made your enemies become your footstool. You have got to learn to remember that if God did it then, he still has the power to do it all over again. I believe that there's something about seeing what God has done in your life that will give you strength to overcome. Is there anybody in this house that our God, that knows that our God majors in repeat performances?
Yes, sir.
Dr. Hollister.
He majors
in repeated performances.
I mean,
you were sick last year, and he healed you. You got sick again, and he healed you. And now you're sick. You don't think he can heal you again?
Reverend, repeat performance.
Yeah, God can work it out. Whatever you're going through with, somebody ought to remember and say to yourself, I've seen him do it. Over and over again. And listen here. While you're trying to figure it out, God has already worked it out. Won't he do it?
Yes, he will.
Did you not know that our God is an awesome God? And we worship him, we adore him, we exalt him and magnify his name because he's able to do it over and over and over. Every time I turn around, the Lord keep on. That's power in this text because I see a brother who has prioritized reverence. He puts worship first, but he also takes time for personal reflections. He began to think about what God has done. And if you only use your mind for forward thinking and never for backward reflection, then you're not using all of your God-given potentials. He has done so much for us. And when I think about his goodness and all that he has ever done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. I can't help but get happy and shout for Jesus when I look back over my nasty life. And think about where I was and where I am today. My inward spirit brings forth the words, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
For what, Lord? I sure enough thank you for bringing me.
Thank you for listening to the radio broadcast of Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with Pastor Michael H. Grimes. We pray his words of hope bless you and lifted you up. Come and visit with us. We're located on Willow Glen River Road across from Frank O'Hanna Park in Alexandria, Louisiana. Join us on Sundays for Sunday school at 8 a.m., morning worship at 9 a.m., and on Tuesday nights for Bible study at 6 p.m. Our heart's desire and prayer is